The Detroit Lions, a storied National Football League franchise. Unfortunately, the story has not been a happy one for years. Many, many years. Loyal Lions fans have been faithfully bleeding Honolulu blue and silver since 1957, the last time the Lions won an NFL championship game. Bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. However, the history of many championship teams is this fact. Sometimes you need to bleed before you succeed. If that's true, who can deny that the Detroit Lions are headed for the Super Bowl? Which is what your morning team show has been saying for years. Many, many years. So, for yet another season, your morning team will join you following the Lions each week, hoping, knowing, believing, and yes, praying that this is the year the Lions will roar all season long and once again be called NFL champions.
We are still on the outside looking in for the playoffs, but at least we can see inside after yesterday's most impressive takedown of the division leading, ready to celebrate a division championship, but it didn't happen at Ford Field, the Minnesota Vikings. Thank you, Detroit Lions, for another impressive win. 5 out of 6 when this team was 1-6. Pat Johnston, did we see this happening?
No. Nobody really saw this happening. 1-6, that seems like months and months and months ago, doesn't it?
It does.
Seems like maybe even last year. I don't know why. It seems like it's been that long ago. It just does. How this team has been able to really turn it around. And, you know, they never, they never gave up fighting. That was one thing. And so now you're starting to see everything come together. And, you know, we've been part of sports teams, obviously not in the professional manner or anything like that. But when you start to get on a roll, it just seems like I think it's something mental, wouldn't you say, too, that it feels, you feel like even if you are facing a deficit, okay, wait a second, we've been here before, we know what we have to do, and it just seems like it's all coming together. And you know what, the other thing that's coming together, it's a perfect time for the Lions, is that their big free agent acquisition, DJ Chark, had a big touchdown catch yesterday, and of course their other rookie first rounder, obviously the first one was Aiden Hutchinson, but the other one, Jameson Williams, getting some action finally. He had to wait to play due to a knee injury, and then made his mark big time yesterday at that first touchdown pass. 41-yarder, I believe?
It was 41 yards. First catch of his career is a touchdown pass.
Not bad. And I can't believe the Vikings weren't ready for that, but he was kind of open on that one. But that's the thing. The Lions, they never trailed, and they kept I'll tell you what, this offense is lethal. Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to think of the last time that we had a Lions offense that looked this good. We had many great years with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. No, there were some good ones there.
But
I'd say maybe, I mean, yeah, you're right. There were some good ones during the staff years. I was going to go back to maybe like the 1995 year with Scott Mitchell and Barry Sanders.
Record-setting year for Mitchell.
Yeah. And then Herman Moore and Brett Perryman. I mean, that was a great offense. But this, there's just so many different weapons. One week, every week it's always Amon-Ra St. Brown, obviously. He's doing what he does. But it just seems like sometimes it could be DeAndre Swift. Sometimes it could be Chark. You just never know. But the one constant, Jared Goff.
So far, he has been a spectacular quarterback for the Lions after starting out and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, he's got a new weapon, Penei Sewell.
Yeah. Yes. What an unbelievable play call. That was a great
at that time of the game when you need to continue to get that clock to move and on a third down and 9 possession to throw it to Sewell.
Don't you think that's why I think the team buys into what Dan Campbell is preaching?
That and the fake punt call.
Is that he's showing that he's putting all his faith in them. You know,
going on fourth down several times, even if they don't make him, having the confidence that this team can try and do it.
Right. Yeah, that played a nice role. And then don't forget about the kicker, Badgley, making the big game-clenching kick, I'd say, with a 49-yarder there. I mean, yeah.
Missed one earlier, but came back and stuck it out.
Yep.
It was fun.
Aiden Hutchinson getting a couple sacks yesterday, too.
It's all facets of the game.
It is. It really is.
The Lions, as I said, are on the outside looking in, but the percentages are up. I had to laugh at the Detroit Free Press Online. One headline. Lions likely going to the playoffs.
Huh?
The other headline was, Lions beat the Vikings, keep dim playoff hopes alive.
Okay. You know what? I'd like to look at it that way. You know?
Yeah, it's not likely, folks.
Don't put the don't get the expectations.
There are playoff hopes alive, but we got to keep on winning, and other teams do have to lose.
So yesterday, I was watching the Sunday night game, and at halftime, they bring on Steve Kornacki. He is MSNBC's. They call him like the election guru. He sits there with his electronic board, and he's a mathematical genius in a way. So he goes through and, you know, can tell you how many votes are still hanging out here or there or whatever. So now they bring him on for football talk, and he said his last thing, he was showing the NFC playoff race. He says, but don't look now. Here are the Detroit Lions. Going into today, they had a 7% chance of winning. Now, at the end of today, they have a 21%. They have tripled
there's a positive. That's right.
They
have
tripled 21%. Their cause on maybe getting to the playoffs.
Hey, Lions fans will take it.
That's right. That's what I said. Will take it. Who thought the Lions are going to be playing meaningful football in the month of December?
Not after a 1-6 start. That's the key. A 1-6 start, and everything was so horrible just a few weeks ago. What a turnaround from Dan Campbell and his team.
So they've already doubled their win total from last year. Right, the six. They only had three last year. I predicted that they would get at least six wins. Now let's see if they can prove me wrong and get that seventh one. Next week's game against the Jets. This is, everybody, this is a tough team. A very, very tough team. Very physical team. So this is going to be a big one. But it's just fun to have, it's fun to have meaningful Lions football this late in the year.
Because it's been a while since we've been able to talk about it this late
in the year.
And, of course, our microphone's always live in the locker room.
Yes.
As we find out what was said after the big victory from yesterday. Of course, head coach Dan Campbell leading the way.
Gentlemen, that is our been ready to go for 6 weeks, man. That's the way to come out and set the tone for the day.
Yes, sir.
It's exactly what you guys did. You didn't bat an eye. And guess what? It wasn't quite the cleanest game either. But that's okay, man. We did what we had to do, and we took control of that game. I want you guys to enjoy this because we earned that. We're earning all of them right now. You're playing good football. All right? We got to keep going. We're into the next one, and the Jets are coming up. We got to be ready to go. It's a physical freaking team. We're going up to their place. Man, stay hungry just like you are, man. We are on fire right now. We got to keep it. All right?
Let's go, let's go. Go ahead, Jared.
Hey, it feels different, right? It feels different. The work and the results speak to that. Keep doing it. Reload this week one more at a time. One more at a time. Stick together. Family on three. One, two, three.
I like the family chant that they do in the locker room. That was Jared Goff, by the way, the last voice you heard. And you could tell, I think Dan Campbell was doing a little yelling on the sideline yesterday. He didn't have much of a voice there near the end. But, hey, it's great. This is just good. I tell you what, I think you could just tell from what you're reading, what you're seeing. I think that not just in the city of Detroit, but throughout the state of Michigan, there was some excitement yesterday for yesterday's game.
I don't know if our Detroit Lions Monday conversations, all related to hoping to one year follow the Lions all the way to a Super Bowl championship, I don't know if this is the year, but I can tell you at least for the number of years we have been doing this, this is the best conversations we've had for a long, long time.
A long time, yes. At least for what? Maybe 5-6 years, at least.
Enough,
at least.
Enough to make fans like Denise Shannon get on board, right, Denise?
You know,
I probably could start watching NFL football.
If the Lions keep winning.
If the Lions keep winning. And of course, if I didn't have a four-year-old granddaughter running around my living room going, I want to watch cartoons.
Well, you know, in previous years, watching the Lions was like watching cartoons.
Watching cartoons.